Hello, everybody. This is Terry Laundrie with the T-Theory Observations for Sunday, December 5th, 2010. Today we're going to be studying quite a few charts to come up with a possible forecast for the market, considering that we're in an overbought condition. We have an arm sell warning as of Friday. The S&P 500 money flow T projects a top, according to Parker, on Monday, and we've probably seen as much as we're going to see. You know, we might come up Monday some more, but basically that is over. And the that's a good forecast. It makes it a reliable type of an indicator. Gold is the same place going out the same general time period, and the junk bonds and the U.S. bonds, which constitute the other money flow charts that we are going to be talking about today, they have previously gone out. So we're in a top phase, and in the first chart that we're going to talk today about down below, it's the long history with a four-year cycle on it. We have T13 topped out. The only thing that we're missing here is that we have scheduled a mid-December low, which could be anywhere from the 13th to the 17th of December, and there's the makings of a new short-range T. And the question is that just going to give us a pop rally that would traditionally last about 3.5 weeks and would carry you into January and then leave you hanging up high, or is it going to develop more momentum? Well, we haven't seen the low, and since we're in an arm sell warning right now, it would require a fairly sharp decline to get back into the point where you'd have a buying opportunity. So we have to wait and see how that goes for another week. And but we're going to talk about some of the funds, because I have a question from a person who wanted to know how we do that. So we'll talk about some of the funds and whether some of them would be why some would be more suitable for a potential trade. And then we're going to look at the short range T, and we're going to use Orville's cycles to see if we can delve into that one a little bit more carefully. But as I say, the basic problem is that everything is in a top pattern today. And there's a reasonable question as to whether you can get everything organized for a tradable low within a matter of 5, 6, 7 days, whatever that's going to be. So I would start out now by talking about the first chart, which is in the four-year cycle chart below, which is I had to make one change in that, and that is that a couple of weeks ago I decided that not to use the New York Composite Index, but to go to the S&P 500, and I did change that over. It is a plot of the S&P 500, and I made a note at the left there that it's not the New York Composite Index, but I haven't gotten to the into the program to make the change, so I just crossed out New York Index, and it's the S&P 500. Now, we previously discussed the nature of the cycles, and I just want to summarize that. I had a question from Jeffrey about bear T, the possibility that you have a bear T rally, which is just going to give you a pop up and then it's going to let you sag off so as to complete the 13th T. And one case where you have to be kind of watch out is T number one in the chart here, where you just came up into a new high at the right end of T number one, and then you went sideways, then it says bear T pop. Well, what happened is you went into a trading range because the T had expired, but there was speculation was in the Nifty 50 at that time, the big stocks that one decision stocks, you just bought them and held them forever, which is what they thought anyway. In any case, what happened is you started a short range T, and it popped the market up, and then it just died on you, and just allowed you to sag off. So you can start a short range T, but just have it die on you, and so that the T1 isn't correct, because it was just rising into the top date, and then it did hang up for it was almost a full year thereafter. But in the end, that decline. You'll notice that the decline, which goes from the bear T pop down to the 74 low, is approximately the same as the drop off T12. It is a logarithmic chart, so it means in percentage terms, those are probably the two worst charts. Those are the two worst declines ever seen, and So you kind of, it doesn't matter if the market stays up, it just gets knocked out eventually in the other half of the four-year cycle. Generally, in the four-year cycle, you assume it's up for 2 years, down for 2 years, if it's going to be a nominal four-year cycle. You can look in there and show that it definitely does go, most of the time it will go 2 years, and that led me to believe that you can get up into March, and you know that's a possibility, but it's a chancy one, and if you do it, it's a short-term trade. The other factors you have to consider is that you've got insider selling, and you've got, a couple of weeks ago, the investment advisors were very bullish, and they're probably exceptionally bullish now. So you have to wonder where they're going to come up with the money to because they should be already invested. The one play thing you don't know about is that the Federal Reserve is now pushing this quantitative easing, which means that they buy treasuries, and when they buy them, that they pass out a check to the person they bought it from, and the person cashes that check, and then they have this loose money. And the theory is that some of those people will go out, will take that newfound money, which is gets them out of bonds and into a position where they might want to invest them to go into common stocks or something like that. And that could be the surprise. It's not likely to make a gigantic rally or anything like that, but it could make a pop. And if you get the pop, you'll get confused on it. So what we do in two theories, we say that the bull market, as far as we're concerned, is over. Now, can you come up with something that would be a plausible trading opportunity? And the plausible trading opportunity is only defined by an oversold condition, because in the channels that we draw, you're too high to the channels and you have to come down. If we don't go down to a deep oversold condition, then there's less prospects, except for the bear tea pop-up is the only exception to that. So that's what the dilemma is. I think that probably will pretty well summarize the data. This chart doesn't have the third Friday's data on it because it gives me a chance to start working on the charts a day early. But the S&P was only up 3 points, and that was, so there's nothing too much has changed there. I would point out that if you forgive the little timing errors that you get, you do get some kind of a top after you have passed the right end of the T. An example is T2. It has a top. It's about right. Then it has a flash crash type down there that came down. It came back up to the old highs and never went any higher than that. There are cases where the seventh T runs into the eighth T, but that's during the great bull market phase, and that's not particularly relevant. If you look at T11 up there, That one's went a little bit earlier, and it went sideways and sideways, and it went into a trading range after the right side of T11. It did pop up to make token new highs, but then it just fell off as the four-year cycle turned over. So that's another case where if you could find an opportunity. But in those cases where you found the opportunity, the S&P was always down. Okay, so if you can't get the S&P down by the time you get to mid-December, then you've got a problem. Now there's an arm sell warning, and the way you erase it, arm sell warning says that the 5 days of the arms ratio are too low, and you are going to have a meaningful correction at some point thereafter. But there's no time given for it because sometimes it lags. Well, you got that by Friday, as we get to the part D, and so the only way you can get rid of that is to have a flash crash type thing. However, you can't say that it's going to happen. You just have to wait. So most of the stuff is you're just waiting for it to come by. But if you don't go down, going up is a problem as far as I can see. And my company what might find a small trade to do, but it would never get fully invested for it or anything like that, because it's basically a dangerous type of a situation. Now, if you did make a flash crash and things were really, really down, we're pretty sure that rally is going to carry into early January, or mid-January, early to mid-January. So then that raises the odds. So it's really an inverse type thing. If you don't get much of a decline, you don't get much of a rally. Or it's not a good idea to plan on a big rally. What you get depends. But if you get a sharp correction, then it's a better opportunity. Okay, that's all you can say for the long-term picture. The long-term picture isn't very good at refining short-term things, but it's very good about where your risk-reward ratio is, and the risk-reward ratio is considered to be very, very unfavorable for equity investments thereon. So that's our forecast. Okay, that's the end of part one. Now we're going to go on and look at the four money flow indicators in part two.